This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, a magnificent Thursday, the week is almost over. We will have a good time tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. I am going to, well, we're going to touch on immigration to open up the show, as I so often do. I'll explain why in a moment. I was a little bit overwhelmed by how many questions and comments you had about Iran. Overwhelming numbers of emails on this. So we'll do a little bit more Iran talk. Trump said something today. We'll discuss that. What's going on? What's good? What's bad? John Fetterman's going to screw us over again. Stop being seduced by these people. They're once again lying about something else and setting a narrative. We'll discuss it. Larry Fink, Joyanne Reed's a moron, all that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, let me explain. Let me explain why I'm about to talk about immigration for a few when I should probably talk about Iran. Now, why should I talk about Iran? Because, wow, are you obsessed with it? You could always tell what you're hot on by the emails we get into the show. Overwhelming amounts of questions and comments. What are we doing? I'm happy. I'm sad. I don't understand. Can you explain? I'm going to get to that. I am. I'm going to touch on immigration first, though, as I so often do. And the reason is this. Sometimes a problem gets so bad for a country that if you do not address it, there is nothing else that matters in the end. So let me explain. Taxes, spending, Iran, abortion, all things we're passionate about in different ways. Right? If you got your wish on every one of those issues today, every single one of them, I could just hand deliver all of them to you, snap my fingers and give you all of those. Yet your country continues to massively import foreign barbarians. Then you will simply, in the end, lose all those, even if I gave them all today. If I lower your taxes today, and don't we all want that, but massively import foreigners who will select communists, they'll vote for communists every time, as they always do. If I lower your taxes today, yet massively import foreigners, your taxes will go up in the end. Maybe you're a huge Second Amendment person. Foreign barbarians don't care about the Second Amendment. They don't even understand the Second Amendment. They don't come from places where Second Amendment rights are even a thing. If I could repeal this, repeal that, which of course I would. I think you should be able to own RPGs and belt-fed machine guns, but that's another story entirely. But if I could deliver those legislative wins to you today, yet massively import another 20, 30 million foreign barbarians, then your Second Amendment rights in the end will go away. On and on and on, whatever you want for Iran. You want total victory. You want us to pull out and come home. But whatever, it doesn't matter. If I could hand you whatever you wanted today, the mass importation of foreign barbarians will destroy it in the end. If you have a home, maybe you have a happy home. Maybe you have a real solid family or grew up with one, came from one. I could bring enough foreigners into your home to ruin it. Shoot, one might do it. If I brought in 10, 20, your happy family is destroyed. People are everything. The people of a nation are the nation. So if you remake a nation and you bring in mass amounts of foreign scumbags, then they will in turn elect more scumbags and your country will be destroyed. I am always going to rant about the mass deportation of foreigners. And no, I am not only talking about illegals like these useless GOP politicians do. Well, just the criminals. Nope. Every single man, woman, and child who is here illegally should be bundled up and deported tomorrow, and then we'll start in on the legal ones. He's a refugee. Get out of here with that crap. Go back home. It's the most important issue. Now, maybe you disagree with me on that. Because everyone has their own issues they're passionate about. Even if you agree that it's important, maybe you think, well, Jesse, it's not that important. Okay. All right. If I may argue against that with this little tidbit. The evil people in Washington, D.C. sure seem to think it's the most important issue. Look, it's not just Republicans, not just Democrats. They apparently all have collaborated and decided that you shouldn't have to show ID to vote. Why do you think that is? Why would they take the 20% side of an 80-20 issue? Because they understand what I just said is true. With the mass importation of foreign barbarians, they will never lose power. And without the mass importation of foreign barbarians, they can never keep power. It is everything to them. Not one issue, not a side issue. Everything to them. They are currently shutting down the government about deportations. That the entire Democrat shutdown is because they're deporting people. They'll get up and tell you to your face.
Which we have been 150% clear. We are not funding DHS, ICE, and CBP. Not a penny more.
Because they'll tell you to your face.
So this ICE organization is, you know, totally out of control and must be ended. And that's why I brought in abolishing.
They'll tell you to your face.
You will go to Bangkok Palace. Now there is a new Maharaja. And again, the palace has the power of the dark light.
Even the moderate Democrats. They'll tell you to your face. Here's moderate Josh Shapiro, governor of Pennsylvania.
Look, I've been very clear. We do not want these ICE detention centers in Pennsylvania.
Here's moderate John Fetterman, every conservative's favorite Democrat. He's so smart and sensible. I could really get along with Fetterman.
Well, there's a couple of truths embedded in this conversation, too. I don't support, as it in its current state, to vote Save America. And the president is...
Mr. Moderate, John Fetterman, even he's come out publicly and said, I'm not voting for the Save Act. Democrats are communists, and communists are trying to burn down the country, and communists know patriotic American citizens don't want their country burnt down, so communists have reached out to others and brought them here so they can put your country to the torch and loot it when they do. And every day now, you have to wake up and turn on the television set and hear things like this.
Cheryl Minter and her two sons are mourning the loss of her daughter, their sister, Stephanie, who was allegedly murdered by a violent repeat offender in Fairfax County. Cheryl shares that she believes her death could have been prevented, that Fairfax County Commonwealth's attorney Steve Descano could have prosecuted her accused killer in three prior cases where Abdul Jallo was charged with stabbing and beating strangers in Fairfax County. But despite repeated warnings from police about how dangerous Jallo was, one even predicting something like this could happen, Descano dropped charge after charge, and Jallo was free.
Democrats brought that animal into your country, kept him in your country, as he beat and savaged every person he came across. Democrats kept him out of jail, and then he went on to slaughter a young, beautiful Christian woman, and now a mother had to bury her daughter. Oh, there's plenty of them. Headline from the National Pulse, there are now an estimated 19 million illegal immigrants in the United States of America. Of course, the number is far greater than that. That's just an estimate, but let's just for the sake of argument go with that number. 19 million. Let's say that number's true. Did you know that that's a number greater than 46 of the 50 states in the United States of America? I understand that we are all slaves in some way to the news cycle where we have to chase the newest shiny object of this or that or this or that or whatever the media happens to be talking about. But I will come back to this over and over and over and over and over again. The mass deportation of foreigners. If the communists don't have it, if they keep these foreigners here, they cannot lose. If we deport the foreigners, the communists cannot win. There aren't enough America-hating dirtballs in this country. They have to bring in America-hating dirtballs. So, look, I am going to go now, as I promised. You have so many questions and comments about Iran. We will discuss it. I just wanted to remind you again, it's everything. We can never lose focus on it, ever. All right? All right. And I want to remind you again that you don't have to live with pain. That's a lie. That's a lie people tell themselves as they get older and parts of your body don't work like they used to, and now your hand hurts all the time. Now it's your back. Now it's your hip. Now you just tell yourself, well, I'm getting old. Well, it's an old football injury. Well, it's part of being 60. No, it's part of not trying Relief Factor. Your body's still trying to fight the inflammation. Now your body needs some support. Support it didn't need before. That's what Relief Factor is here for. The support. It is a supplement. 100% drug-free supplement. It supports your body's natural response to inflammation. When you take it, it builds up in your system. And so that pain gets turned down more and more every single day until it's gone. Try it. 3 weeks is $19.95. What do you have to lose? $19.95. If it doesn't work, don't order anymore. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. And I almost forgot to remind you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All 3 hours, as they always are, will belong to you. And whatever questions you email in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The word has apparently already gotten out because they are already coming in. Ask me anything. All 3 hours. It's you, it's me, hanging out on a Friday. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, you have a lot of Iran thoughts and questions. Here we go. Iran's cutting its own legs, this subject says. Jesse, as a faithful listener and fellow devil dog, I have a question for you regarding the Straits of Hormuz. Don't they get much of their income and economy based on oil? So wouldn't mining it and stopping the flow of that oil hurt them as well? Says you can use my name, so on and so forth. His name is Steve. Okay, so Iran's new supreme leader, this is a headline from Time magazine, he vowed to keep blocking the Strait of Hormuz. The Strait of Hormuz, we have tankers ablaze, and oil prices are going to go up. Now, let's just recap a couple basics here so we understand why this matters. The Strait of Hormuz, it would help if you looked at a map. If you can't, that's fine. The Strait of Hormuz is a choke point. You have all these oil-producing states, all these Middle Eastern countries. They produce oil, and they have to ship it through the Strait of Hormuz to send it out to the rest of the world. Oil gets loaded onto ships. It gets sent out to the world, all right? 20% of the world's oil comes through the Strait of Hormuz, because maybe you're asking the question, well, why should I care? We produce our own oil here. We now have Venezuelan oil. We have all the oil we need. Why do I give a crap about oil over there in that part of the world? Well, oil is always treated, it's always priced as a global commodity, meaning if you all of a sudden stop 20% of the world's oil flow, that is going to jack oil prices through the roof. Now, maybe you're even saying to yourself this, Jesse, I don't even care. I drive an electric car. I ride a bicycle. All right. Setting aside everything else, virtually everything in your life requires oil to be shipped. Oil is instrumental in manufacturing the things you use. Oil is the lifeblood of the planet. It is the economic lifeblood of the planet. It is everything for planet Earth. I'll put it to you that way. It is everything. So a spike in oil prices, well, I don't care. I don't own stock in Exxon or something like that. No. Everything on the planet gets more expensive if oil prices go up dramatically. Every single thing. In America, we will see prices increase. Hopefully not massively, but we will see prices increase. There are other parts of the world who won't be able to weather the storm the way we do. People will die. There'll be famines. It's that important. All right? Back to the Strait of Hormuz. You said, doesn't Iran need that strait open? Well, what's the most dangerous man? What kind of man is the most dangerous man? Kind of man who has nothing left to lose. When a man has something to lose, his freedom, his health, his wife, whatever. When a man has something to lose, he will oftentimes hold back. When you have nothing left to lose, then there's nothing you won't do. Nothing you won't do. Iran has had all their leaders wiped out, their generals wiped out. Their leadership is gone. The regime in Iran is under mortal threat. The United States of America and Israel have determined that they are no longer allowed to hold power. Now, think for a second from their perspective, not that I'm sympathetic to them, but from their perspective, you have by far the most powerful country on earth and what looks to be their entire military bombing you to smithereens every day, and we've announced that you're not allowed to hold power anymore. What's holding you back now? You say they need the strait open? These people don't think they're going to live another day. What is the one thing they might be able to do to get us to back off? All right, I'll read you something. I'll actually use poll numbers. I'll probably come back to these again. I read you a poll last night. I'll read you something. This is three different polls. So don't just say that's a lying poll. Three different polls. And the question was approval rating of the Iran strike. I'm only going to read you the independents. NBC poll, 27%. CNN poll, 32%. YouGov poll, 24%. Whatever MAGA says, whatever we Republicans say, independents overwhelmingly are not for this. Now, what are independents going to say if gas hits $4 or $5 a gallon because Iran's closed down the Strait of Hormuz? Let me tell you what they're going to say. They're going to say, Republicans, get out of Congress. We could lose the House and the Senate. Iran knows that too. So if Iran can make oil super expensive, they might be able to politically kneecap the man they blame for doing it to them, Donald Trump. Do you see? Wiping out, in a way, their own economy might be the only chance they have at survival. Similar to somebody with serious cancer who goes through chemo. The chemo might kill you, but it's the only chance you got to stop that cancer, so you take the risk. Does that make sense? All right, we'll continue on. There's a bunch more to discuss here. Hang on.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can download it on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. We're going to pause on the Iran questions for a moment. I'm going to come back to your questions and comments so we can get all this out. But I want to, again, play this. And I understand why the right, many people on the right, are what I would describe as a cheap date when it comes to celebrities or Democrats. You want to live in a country where we can get along. So do I. Doesn't everybody want to live at peace? You don't want to walk in the door and immediately start getting yelled at by your spouse. People want to be at peace and live at peace. No one wants to fight all the time. Because that's the world you desire and I desire, we sometimes can lie to ourselves. Human beings, all of us, we lie to ourselves about things, especially when it comes to things we want. And so if you're on the right, you probably lament the fact that Democrats are evil, demonic communists now. I certainly do. That sucks. Look, if we're just talking about tax rates or whether you're in a union or not, we can have that agreement all day long. As soon as you say, I need to massively import murderers and rapists and chop a child's penis off, well, now you're the enemy, okay? I don't want that, and you don't want that. Who wants that? We want a normal Democrat. Just be a normal Democrat. You love America. We disagree on taxes. Sounds good. You want that, and I want that. Which brings us to John Fetterman. You know that John Fetterman, he had a very long political career before he got elected to the United States Senate in Pennsylvania, right? Very long political career. Now, most people don't know about it because it wasn't national. He was a politician in the state of Pennsylvania. And you understand that for pretty much his entire time, he's been a far-left kook within the state of Pennsylvania? Far left. Not moderate at all. Far left. Oh, he knows he has to wear the hoodie and shorts. That's what's known in politics as normalizing. Got to get those Pennsylvania coal miner votes. But he's a commie. He always has been a commie. John Fetterman, I'll play it for you again. John Fetterman is against the same.
Well, there's a couple of truths embedded in this conversation, too. I don't support, as it in its current state, to vote Save America. And the
showing ID to vote? Having to be an American citizen? The Save Act is the most benign law I've seen go through Congress in a very long time. It's amazing it's not already a thing. Of course you should have to show ID to vote. Prove you're an American citizen. That's a basic thing. John Fetterman stands against it. But every 15 minutes, John Fetterman will go on the television set and he'll say something relatively normal. He won't sound like Dome. He won't sound like Jayapal. He doesn't sound like Sri Tandahar.
We go to Bangkok Palace. Now there is a new...
He sounds, every now and then, like a normal dude. Which makes people on the right who desire a normal Democrat party, it makes them fall in love with him. To the point I've seen multiple people on the right say, and I quote, I could see myself voting for John Fetterman. Multiple people. John Fetterman is the enemy of everything you want and stand for, and has consistently voted like that every minute of every day. Just a brief stop in the Iran talk to remind you, don't be a cheap date. Don't be a cheap date because they say one thing you like. They understand the game. They totally understand the game. If I just toss them a little crumb, just a little crumb, a little table scrap that indicates I might not be a soulless demon like the rest of them, the right is going to get so excited. Don't buy into that. All right. All right. But back to your questions here. Before we continue on in your questions and comments on all the Iran stuff, I have to point out this part as well. I understand the concerns. I understand the people who love the whole thing. I understand people who hate the whole thing. I get all that. But there's another angle to it. There's a China angle to it. Headline, top U.S. and China economy officials meet for talks in Paris. There are things that happen that don't get a lot of play, and they should get more play. Here's something that happened that maybe you don't even know about. A Chinese official came out and publicly said, Iran needs to stop attacking these other Gulf states. You know how Iran's launching drones at everybody around them, just trying to make a big nuisance of themselves. A Chinese official came out and said, stop. Did that make a blip on your radar? Probably not. Why does that matter? Well, China and Iran are linked militarily. Lots of that equipment in Iran, military equipment, is Chinese. Why? What does China get out of this whole thing? I think the number is 90%. Don't quote me on that, but I believe I'm right. 90% of Chinese oil comes from Iran. They get to buy it at a discount. Remember, oil, the whole world runs on it. 90%. Do you know how many days I get? I got this from Stephen Mosier, fascinating guy when it comes to China. Do you know how many days worth of oil China has right now on hand? 90. If Iranian oil stops flowing to China, the entire nation of China collapses in 3 months, 90 days. What that means is that's civil war, revolution. You would have leaders assassinated en masse. It would be a complete regime change. It would be, for all intents and purposes, it would be the end of the world in China. The end of the world in China. You know how Donald Trump is always hot on China? He's famous for it. China, as he says. China needs that Strait of Hormuz open too. China needs, it has to have Iranian oil. Russia cannot get China all the oil China needs because there is no, well, I shouldn't say no pipeline. The pipelines don't exist to get it from Russia to China. China has to have Iranian oil. That's why they bought it from Venezuela. That's why they bought it from Iran. Donald Trump knows this. This is something that is well known. It's not like it's universally known by everybody, but I promise you Trump knows this. The Iranian move is probably, at least in part, a play to cut off China or to have the ability to cut off China. You know, because even if we get the Iranian government we want, which remains to be seen, even if that happens, we're going to allow them to sell Iranian oil to China. But what we want, what Trump wants, is a kill switch, for lack of a better way to put it. So if China does something Chinese, you know, they're always out there doing something dirty to somebody, bullying people, you name it. Maybe they try to take Taiwan. Well, we don't want to go over there and have to go to war with China. But you wouldn't have to if you have the off switch for their oil production. Oh, you're going to take Taiwan? Well, beep, better wrap it up because the oil now runs out in 90 days. The problem with what that talk you and I just had, while it is true, you're never going to be able to explain that to enough normies to get them to care. You're just not. This is it's a struggle, and the truth is the Trump White House has to wrap this up. They have got to wrap it up and come home, or it's going to be a very ugly November. And I don't know if they can wrap it up. I'm not even pointing fingers. Has to be wrapped up. We'll get to your question, back to your questions and comments in just a moment. Before we do that, let's get to this. Speaking of America and American jobs are important. Don't you agree? Are you tired of corporate America sending American jobs overseas as fast as they can? You have to get a hold of customer service. You wait for 20 minutes on hold, and then who do you speak to? Bebop. He doesn't understand what you're saying. He has a very limited English supply, a couple talking points. He can't actually help you with anything. Oh yeah. That's what you have to have. That's what you get now. Pure Talk hires Americans. American citizens, when you get a hold of Pure Talk, when you dial #250 and you say Jesse Kelly, you will talk to an American at Pure Talk. They'll get your cell phone switched over. You keep your number, you keep your phone, or get a new one. You'll save money and you'll patronize a company, a veteran-led company, that hires American citizens. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday. You can email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's keep chopping away at all these Iran ones you've got. Jesse, don't you think that Trump's all-in promise to hold all bills hostage until the SAVE Act passes is his best negotiating tactic? Iran suddenly doesn't matter if 40 million fake votes get removed from the midterms. Yes, I really applaud what Trump has said and done on it. I love it. Now, he has to follow through with it, you see. He has loudly said to John Thune, you have to go find the votes. You have to get a way to pass the SAVE Act. You have to do it. And Trump is 100% correct there. And if this Iran thing keeps going, you already know, I already know, it's a sad political reality that it will continue to get less and less popular every day. There will never come a day where there's an uptick in the popularity of it. That is not a thing that's going to happen. Every day, the popularity goes down. So if that's the case, that means every day our chances at keeping the House and Senate at the midterms goes down because, well, we live in a representative republic and the people vote. But if we could get a law passed that would result in fewer dead people and illegals voting, that would go a long way to, what's a great college boy word, mitigating the losses, if you will. Yeah, I think it's smart. Jesse. Uh-oh, this guy's not happy. Uh-oh, I'm going to sneeze. I sneezed. Chris didn't even bother saying lemon. I just sneezed. I had to mute it. Oh, what, Chris? How about helping somebody out? Jesse, I feel like Trump's presidency has been a failure on all fronts. Oof. Any wins we've had only remain a win if we don't get a communist in 28. If we get a communist, then any immigration stuff will be reversed. We'll take a million Iran jihadi refugees. You're right. I keep saying the left can't be allowed to take power. Okay, so you say Trump is a failure on all fronts. I disagree. I look, you have your opinion. That's fine. I don't agree with that at all. What I think is Donald Trump was never going to be able to move the ball as far and fast to the right as you wanted or I wanted. In the kind of country we have, in the system of government we have, big change, which is what we need now. We need massive change, mass deportations. We need big, big, big changes, cuts in spending, all kinds of things. Massive change takes a long amount of time. The best analogy for this is one that you've probably heard 1,000 times, that the United States of America, it turns like a cruise ship, not a speedboat. You know, it's a speedboat, you can just whip it around and go 180 degrees the opposite direction immediately. The United States of America is going to turn slowly. And Donald Trump has been extremely useful for the America First movement. He deserves a lot of credit for getting the ball rolling, getting elected 3 times, even though he only got to take office 2x, getting the ball rolling, getting some things going in the right direction. But you are far to the right of Donald Trump, and you always were. And that's okay. The next guy will be to the right of Trump because the America First movement and people's passion for the things we're passionate about, like mass deportations, that's only increasing. And every day you turn on the news and you hear this crap, it goes up even more.
Cheryl Minter and her 2 sons are mourning the loss of her daughter, their sister, Stephanie, who was allegedly murdered by a violent repeat offender in Fairfax County. Cheryl shared.
That kind of stuff. Over and over and over and over and over again. And those headlines are never going to stop. Those news stories are never going to stop because these savages don't know how to be anything but savages. Every day there's a new story like this. There's a new headline like this. The America First movement gets stronger. People get more and more passionate. And they will be more and more demanding about what they want from the next guy. All right? We are going to get good things out of Donald Trump. I warned you before the election. I warned you after the election. We're never going to get mass deportations on a scale we need from Donald Trump in the DC GOP. We'll get some. We will continue to demand millions. We've already had well over 2 million. Of course, that includes self-deportation, but you get credit for that too. Well, I don't care how you leave, just friggin' leave. We are getting some good things. Deregulating the economy, that's a very good thing. We are getting some better judges. The Trump administration now has military people doing some immigration deportations. That's a good thing. We're getting some good things. Don't be so disheartened to the point where you say we're not getting anything. Now, you can complain. and you can feel like it's a massive failure. And by the way, you can have massive complaints and big problems with him. In fact, you can say you hate Donald Trump's guts. I'm not his son. I don't have his pom-poms. I don't do that for anybody. I don't give a crap if you hate him. I don't give a crap if you love him. But we have to be honest and clear-eyed about what we can do, what we can't do, about what he can do, about what he can't do. And we should acknowledge it for our own sake, not for his sake, for our own sake, for our own happiness. We should acknowledge it when we have good things happening. There are some good things happening. It's not near enough. It's not near everything. There are some good things happening. And look, maybe I shouldn't end on a dark note, but let me go ahead and tell you, because I'm going to get back to other questions and things like that. If we get bogged down in Iran, if these terrorist attacks, we had another one today, if these terrorist attacks at home continue from the jihadis, if we get bogged down in Iran, if the Strait of Hormuz stays closed, if we get another terrorist government, if we can't get out, we are going to get massacred at the midterms. Massacred. This next 6 months might be our last 6 months where we get to enjoy real genuine wins. So when you get a genuine win now, put a smile on your face, all right? That was a little dark. Sorry. Anyway, 2 more hours left. Hang on.